Let's start. Okay, we got to get going. Okay, so we're on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, starting at Daf Mem Amud Bet at the bottom. This year has been given from Johannesburg. So far we can't blame South Africa on the internet problems. All right, we're starting from Ma'alep Katim. So it's about six lines up from the narrow lines. So the Gemara spoke yesterday about the wine and depositing the wine, etc. Now the question is, well, Ma'alep Katim, and Rashi tells us that Katim is the psolet garinim. It's like the pips and the stems that float on top of the wine. So we said like this, that how do we relate to these katim? Do we say that just like a client who's buying doesn't get them, so too a person who deposits them with you, puts them with you to store them, doesn't get them as well? And it's ridiculous, because if a guy brings you his wine to store and he brings them with katim, and when he comes to get them back, he says, I don't want them back. That seems a bit ridiculous. That's the Gemara's question. What am I going to do with your katim? Or you brought them for me. What am I going to do with them? So therefore, it can't be... we've got to go back one word. Sorry, go back. Tana, the line before that says, Tana, echad alokeach ve'echad amafkid lepkatim. That's where we're up to. So the Gemara says that there's a bright that says that the deal is the same with a guy who's depositing with you for safekeeping as it is with a client. And that's why the Gemara is now trying to prove what's the same. Is it the same law for the client as it is for the depositor? Or is it the same law for the depositor as it is for the client? So that's why the Gemara starts with and says, how can it be like a depositor? The depositor brings you the katim. What, you're going to tell him, he's going to tell you now, I want them back. So it can't be that. Therefore, it must be the other way around. The Gemara then says, therefore it must be the other way around. Just like a depositor who brings you the stuff to look after is forced to take back his katim, this psolet, when he takes it back, so too a client who buys has to agree to accept part of his deal with these katim as well. Okay, so the Gemara says, look, this will be makabel katim. What is the buyer, the client who's coming to buy? Why should he accept it? Why should he accept it? He's paying you good money. Why should he accept it? Ba'atania, Riomer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo amru sheben akur lelo mocher bilvat. When we spoke about sheben akur, this is like this cloudy wine. It's not this cloudy oil that's not already processed right in the beginning of the season. We spoke about that who's prepared to take that? That's with regards to the seller. Sharei lokeach makabel alav lugu mechze shmarim v'lo pekatim. It's all on his responsibility. The seller has to be responsible for all of that, because a client is only prepared to accept 1.5 lug, for 100 lug of processed shemen, right? He's prepared to take for the shmarim. What do you call it? What do we call the shmarim? We said yesterday the dregs,
sediment.
Right? The sediment, right? But not for these things as well. So we said, look, Kashia, Hariyabezuza Betishrei, Ha de Yaivle Benisan. So we said, all depends on the seasonal story. At the beginning of the season, the stuff is cheaper. Later on in the season, when it gets more expensive. So depending on which time of the season it is and how much he's being paid and when he's paying. Will depend how much he's prepared to tolerate for the price that he's paying. Okay, that's the end of the sugya. We start in the new Mishnah. Magnitin. Hamafkid chavid etzel chaveiro. Right, so now you bring a barrel of wine, or oil, I think we're talking about wine here particularly, to your friend to look after. The question is as follows. When we've seen this many times before. When somebody brings you something to look after, you can dedicate them a corner of the room and say, look, your barrel is being put over there in that corner. And then you've dedicated, it's almost as if you rented him or leased him or gave him for that period of time the corner, and the corner is his. Or you can say, no, bring me your barrel, I'll look after your barrel. Right? So now the Mishnah discusses two separate scenarios. Actually made a chart last night. Just one second. Distinguishes there between two scenarios. One is when you dedicate a corner for him, that's called yichedlo, and one is when lo yichedlo, you didn't dedicate the corner for him. Now, the question we're discussing over here, as we've seen this many times before, is if somebody gives you something to look after, you're a shomer chinam, or a shomer sacher, whether you've been paid or not, is irrelevant, your levels of responsibility are limited, unless you have intent to use it, remember? Even just looking at it. But we have here, we call what sumet yad. Right? As soon as it's sumet yad, you stretch out your arm to use it, especially if you intend to steal it for yourself. You lose that protection, that limited liability you have in the protection, and you now become responsible for everything, including ones. Okay, that's the big game change here, is ones. Because up until now, a shomer sachar isn't chayav for ones. The guy's being paid, even though it's chayav for gneiv and aveda. And a shomer chinam even though he's chayav for, he's only chayav for pshia, not for ones. Remember, who's chayav for ones?
The shoel.
Exactly. The shoel is chayav for ones. When's the shoel patur? The shoel's patur from ones only. Machmat melocha. Right. If it dies in the course of its work, but if you borrowed a cow to plow with, and it was plowing, then you patur. But if you borrowed a cow and you're just walking with it in the afternoon, and it dies, you're responsible. Right. So now the Mishnah says as follows: Mafkid chavit as a chaveiro. So now a person brings you a chavit to look after. Velo yichtu la bali makom, and they never dedicated a place for it. So it could be anywhere. See, it's obvious that the guy is going to be moving it around. That's the important thing here. Vetil televe nishtabra, and he carried it around and it broke. So now the Mishnah says as follows: Imitoch yadonishbara. If while he's still got it in his hand, which he's carrying it and he's holding it, then we look at why is it in his hand. Letzorcho chayev. If it was for his own use, in other words, he was now intending to use that barrel for whatever purpose, he's chayev. Letzorcha. If it's for the barrel's purpose, in other words, the barrel was in a hot place or wasn't needed a good area, and etc., and he was moving it around for the barrel, so then he would be patur. Right? On the other hand, it's still in this situation where he hasn't dedicated an area for it. Once he puts it down, in other words, he puts it in a spot, now makes the difference if the original intent was to use it or not to use it. Let me think what's happening here now. We've got a case. Let's try and understand here a few concepts we learned over the last few dapim. We had chidato b'pshia, chidato b'pshia, sofo b'onesh, remember? And we remember that? With the case with the animal, we let the animal out, the animal came back in. So we had a case as well. Chidato, he started off, he might not have been too careful how he moved this barrel, but nonetheless, he brought it back into his right spot. We said aloha there was, chidato b'pshia, b'sofo b'onesh, he was chayev. Right, yeah, it seems like if he started off with pshia and he brought it back into his place and put it down in a spot, he's patur. That's the first thing we've got to remember. The second thing we've got here is a case of gezel and hachsara shelo bedat, and we spoke about it as well, that if you stole something, we was a machlok, we saw Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, I think it was, or Rabbi Yochanan, I don't remember now who it was, the Amoraim or Rishonim, but I think it was machlok etanayim, that if you stole something and you brought it back, the question was, did you have to tell the owners that you had brought it back? Remember that? Remember?
Yeah.
You don't remember? We spoke. Remember? So why you say you don't remember? Okay. Right. So now, if you stole something and then you changed your mind and you brought it back and you put it back into the yard, you never had to tell the owners that you had brought it back. That was the machloket.
Is any kind of spot?
Come on, another situation altogether where you stole a sheep and you took it home and you had charota and you went back and you took the sheep back. Right. Okay. So these are the discussion we're going to look at over here. Right. So that was the first case. Now the next case in the Mishnah is yichdu. So now yichdu la bali makom betilt la v'nishpura. So you dedicated a place and you took it and it broke. It's a little bit.
You put it in the dedicated
place. When the bar brought it to you, you said it to him, put it there. That's the place over there.
So
and they put it there. And now you took it and for whatever reason, tilted it and v'nishpura broke. Bein mitoch yado, ubein mi shehenicha. Doesn't matter now. If it's in your hands or you already put it down, the question now is only what was the purpose of having it in your hands. Letzorcho chayev, letzorcho patur. Okay? So now that's a different story. Remember beforehand, when it was lo yichdu, so we distinguished between whether it was in your hands or not in your hands, why was it in your hands? Right? Now we're saying, yeah, with yichdu, it makes no difference if it's in your hands or not in your hands. The question only is what was the purpose of touching it? Okay? Clear? Okay, let's go through that. Let's go through it again. I will admit it's a difficult Mishnah list. I'm not like difficult Mishnah list.
Arguably, there's both.
But arguably,
both cases, whether you moved it yichtu or not yichtu, it's still what was your reason for moving
it. Right. Standing's right. When we said yeah, yichtu or not yichtu, it's still what was your reason for moving it. But the difference between yichtu and not yichtu is where it is at the time. So, for example, let's look over here. There's one section, one little link that's different from the two, which is confusing. If it's lo yichtu, right? If it's still in your hands, then we ask the question, was it for your purposes or not for your purposes? While you've got it. Once you put it down with lo yichdu, then we don't care anymore. Once you put it down, you patur. With yichdu, if you dedicated a spot, right? Then we say, whether it's in your hands or not in your hands, we don't care where it is. Our concern is, why did you touch it? Yeah. That's the difference. Why did you touch it? Because once you dedicated a space for it, right? So you might have touched it for the case of, for his case. Because once he's got his own spot and you move it out of his own spot, well, now why did you move it? When it hasn't got its own spot, so it's understandable you could be moving it from place to place. What I'm just telling you is, when you're moving it from place to place, when it hasn't got its own spot, while it's in your hand, you've got to be very careful, right? When it's got its own spot, once it's in, if it's in your hands, even if it's not for your purposes, then you aren't responsible. That's the difference. If it's yichdu, yichdu is while you're holding it. What was the reason? If yichdu, we don't care. If you're holding it, we want to know if it was yours or not. With lo yichdu, it makes a difference. If you're holding it in your hand or you put it down, what was the purpose? Okay, because you mean from place to place. Okay, it'll come clearer, I think, in a few days. Okay. Right, so now the Gemara says, how many? Rabbi Shmuel. This is Rabbi Shmuel's Mishnah. Wahal. Amar lo ba'inan dat ba'alim. Because Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't need dat ba'alim to return a lost, stolen good. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is telling us, especially look here, that once you put it down, once you put it back, right, in the ratio, about the ratio now, below yichdu, which says, imi shehenicha, once you put it back, nishpura, whether it breaks, whether it was you had intentionally used it yourself or not, you patur, which is the same as when you stole an animal and you took it back to the owners and you put it back in his yard. We don't care now why you were using it, right? Once you put it back, you patur. So that's Rabbi Shmuel, who's understanding. So the Gemara says as follows, right? Rabbi Akiva says, no, tzarich da'at ba'alim. That's the machloket Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and we see that the ratio seems to be like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says as follows. If Rabbi Shmuel, if it's Rabbi Shmuel, he says, you don't need da'at, so why would we care if it's a case of yichdu or not yichdu? Even if it's a case of yichdu, because Rabbi Shmuel always says you don't need da'at. Even if you had a dedicated place, once you had taken and brought it back to its spot, Pagumah says, Anachinami, Lomi Bai Kama. This is the case of Lomi Bai. Lomi Abim, we know, means obviously. In that case, it was obvious when it had its own place, because when it had its own place, you really took it back home, like in our understanding. The Chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel here is Lomi Bai Yichtu in Komahu, El Afilu Lo Yichtu. Even they never had its own case, in other words, you didn't understand, you didn't know what was considered by its home for the purposes of returning it. Here, Rabbi Shmuel will still say that Afilu Lo Yichtu Lav Makomahu hasn't got its own spot. So how would the Ba'alim know, so to speak, that you brought it back? Doesn't matter. Once you brought it back, wherever you put it, lo ba'in and da'at ba'yon ba'at ba'at. It was as follows. If that's the case, that the safe is Rabbi Shmuel, aim is safe, that the ratio is Rabbi Shmuel. Now remember, we are trying to always look for consistency. If the ratio is Rabbi Shmuel, we want the safe also to be Rabbi Shmuel. But now we've got a problem. Aim safe, the safe is as follows. Yichtu la'ha ba'ali makom. If the Ba'alim dedicated a specific spot for it, v'tiltele v'nishpura, and then he took it and it broke, bein mitoch yado, bein mishehinicha, whether it in his hands or when he put it down, that's the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah. Doesn't matter where it is any longer. What do we look at now? The test is only what was his intention. If it was letzorcho chayev letzorcha patur, but Rabbi Shmuel would tell us once we put it down, then it should be. What should it be once we put it down? Patur, exactly. It should be patur. And we said here, and we say in the Mishnah that if your intention was letzorcho for you, and you put it down, then you were chayev. Right? Doesn't work with Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says letzorcho patur. The Gemara says what's the answer? Says Atan Rabbi Akiva. Right? This is Rabbi Akiva's svar. The sefer now is Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says that terutzu. Right? Rashi is telling us terutza. It's dachuk or it's a proper story. But I'm telling us like terutzu, that's terutzu. That's the answer. And we put Rabbi Akiva. We're sort of like getting out of this, sort of like quivering out of this little being stuck here. I'm Rabbi Nadat Balim. Because Rabbi Akiva said, why are you chayev? Because you brought it back now. We don't care. You brought it back. We never told the Balim. If you were not telling the Balim, you chayev. Even though you put it down and it broke after you put it down. Clear? Okay. So the words, what is ear, Rabbi Akiva? My ear, Yachtu. Let's come back to Rabbi Akiva for a second. If it's Rabbi Akiva, then why do we need Yachtu Balim? Why is Rabbi Akiva only when we had dedicated the spot? Rabbi Akiva says, you chayev, even lo yichdu ba'alim, right? For lo yichdu ba'alim. So the Gemara says, you're right, and achinami, lo mi ba'i kamar, same as the first case. It's obvious Rabbi Akiva would be a case of lo yichdu, because Rabbi Akiva says, you chayev, when he's got his own spot. So it's almost like a call, kavachomer, or a kosher can you be chayev when he never had his own spot, right? So he said, lo mi ba'i lo yichdu la mekomahu, el afilo yichdu nami de mekomahu, ba'inan da'at ba'alim. You need the owner's intent, understanding, you da'at ba'alim, otherwise you chayev. Now we've got a problem. Reisha, Rabbi Yishmael, B'zev, Rabbi Akiva. How can that be? Right? Almost like a tmiya over here. Right? So, hell of a long, very complicated answers here to this question. We're going to skip through a little bit, okay? I don't know, we're going to run through a little bit quicker. So, Gemara says, in, yes, that's the story. The Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael, and the Seif is Rabbi Yochanan. And we know this. Look, Rabbi Yochanan says this. Look, Rabbi Yochanan says, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Man de metargem li, chavit, alide de chatana. Right? Anybody who's able to explain to me, right, chavit, this Mishnah that we're just speaking about over here, right, which he says, yeah, mafkid chavit etzel chaveiro. Right, says this, listen to this, this is very funny. It says, alibe de chatana, muvalne mane batrei lebei masuta. I will carry his goods after him to the bathhouse. I'll become his servant. Rabbi Yochanan says, anybody who can prove to me that this Mishnah is one Tana, both Rabbi or Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. Look at Rabbi the Chananel for a second. He explains it nicely. Go to Rabbi the Chananel, just below where the Gemara's lines finish. Right? Stanley, you got this. If you want to go and bother and look, you don't have to. On your page. Okay. You don't have to. On the, you got there, Clifford?
Did
you
go to listen to the outside.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mishi Yifareshti Mishnah Tain. Whoever can explain me my Mishnah. Zoha Mafkid Chavit Etzachavir. This Mishnah of Asi, yeah? Bechulei. V'yamida. I Alibad Rabbi Shmuel. I Alibad Rabbi Akiva. And he can establish it that it's either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. Sefer of Rebechat, according to one Tana. Ani molich lo keilav acharav lebeit ha-merchatz. I'll carry his stuff to the Beit ha-merchatz. Ki hu kamo rav, because he's like a rav. V'ani Talmid, and I'm his Talmid. Shematzati, shenimtzati, meshamsho ketalmid l'rav. I'm happy to serve him like a rav, like a Talmud serve his rav. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's impossible to explain this Mishnah according to one Tana. But now the Gemara doesn't end with that. Now the Gemara gives two or three answers here, who people who did explain the Mishnah to be according to one Tana. Okay? It was as follows. Tirgama Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba kamed rav. So Rabbi Yaakov Abba in front of Rav explained this. Shenatla amanatla gozla. He says, what are we speaking? We're actually speaking about one Tana over here, right? Right? It's a case of where the person, when we said, yeah, tiltila, right? Why was he bothering with this barrel in the first place? Because he wanted to steal it. Look at Rashi there quickly. On the first Rashi there of the narrow lines. Starts off on the last line. Tirgam Rabbi Yaakov. The tiku kula kechad. We can establish this Mishnah like one, Tana. Ubatrei tame, and there are two different reasons. Reisha shechzir lemakoma. Why in the Reisha when he brought it back to its spot? So why is he patur? The chol makom shechzir lemakoma. Because anyway he puts it back, because it's place. Because there was no yichdu, so it never had its own place. So when you brought it back, wherever you put it, it was considered his place, right? The chol makom shechzir lemakoma. He the ha lo yichdu the makom. The safer, and the safer, why are you hiding the safer if it got broken even after you put it back, but it was still, but you'd used it for your own purposes? What are we speaking about? The safer she'enicha b'makom she'ena makoma atiratz l'chulhu kaya Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Yaakov said, you know what? I'll be very honest with you. We're going to skip over this Rashi because it gets very long, complicated, running out of time. Bottom line is that Rabbi Yaakov tries to explain that the Rashi is speaking about a case of stealing. And we'll see, looking back in the Gemara now, and Rabbi Natan says that it's a case of Bar Abba Kamer Rav, and he said in front of Rav, Shenat Lamanat Mishloach Bayad. It's a case of Mishloach Bayad. So it's a very, very subtle difference over here, and the Gemara is going to discuss in a second what the difference is, but the bottom line is as follows. Rabbi Yaakov is telling us that you want you to steal it. Now, stealing is not necessarily to use all of it. You might only have wanted to steal a little bit of it. Now the question is that when you took the barrel to steal a little bit of it, you only become chayav, he wants to say, on the part you want to steal. Okay? And therefore, you took this barrel and now you chayav. You put the barrel back in a case of lo yichdu, right? And you chayav because as soon as you took it to use it, you were chayav on that part that you stole. With a case of yichdu, right? So what do we say? If there was a makom that we had said lo yichdu, right, and it was still in your hand, you were chayav. Once you had put it back with lo yichdu, you became patur, right? That was what we said, correct? We said that in a case of lo yichdu, if it wasn't in your hand, but once you had put it back, whether you'd used it for you or not, you put it back, right? So with gazla, you only wanted to steal a little bit of it. So you stole what you wanted, and then you put back the rest. You weren't chayav anymore on ones, on the stuff that you put back. where with tzumet yad, lishloach yad bo, he wants to say that you'd be chayav for everything, because yeah, your intention wasn't just to steal a little bit, it was to use this whole thing, and therefore in the sefer we say you chayav when you put it back. Why? Because you actually intended to steal the whole thing, so you became chayav on the whole thing. That's the difference here between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Natan. Now we'll see the Gemara says follows. Okay. The Gemara says, but my commitment, what's the machlokes between Yaakov and Rabbi Natan? Why does the one say Gezel, the one says Natan? We see like this. The argument is, b'shlichut yad shichah chisron. The question is that when it comes to shlichut yad, having intentions to take it, to go and start using this whole thing, right? Are you chayev only once you've taken it? Or are you chayev from the moment you decided to take it? Okay, that's what it means by do you need shichah chisron or lo? Do you have to actually have caused the loss in the barrel to be chayev? Or is it good enough that you had intention? Okay? That's the argument here. Mind Amar Legozla, the one who says Gozel, which in our case is Rabbi Yaakov, right? Kesavar, Shlichut Yad, Shlichut Yishon. He says, you patur in the Shlichut Yad. Why? Because Shlichut Yad would need Chisaron, but in Gezela, you wouldn't have a problem. Why? Because you only chayev on the amount that you had stolen. So that's why you chayev in the ration, you patur in the seifa. When there was yichdu, you chayev, and when there was in the seifa, you put it back, you weren't. Right? Because you already started, and you put it back. And umanda amal yishloach bayad, kasava shlichut yad, anot shichah chisaron. Right? And the person who says, yishloach bayad, which would be Natan, he says, now why are you chayev? Because you don't need to actually have taken any of it and caused the loss. It's good enough you just intended to take it, and that's why, even if you put it back, you would be chayev. Because even though you put it all back, once you had intention to use it, that was really good enough. That's why you'd be chayiv. Okay. If that wasn't 100% clear, it's okay. Right. Matki for Rav Sheshet. Right. So Rav Sheshet, what are you talking about here with Gzeila or Shlichat Yad? Matki says like this. Medi Nakla Ketayin. We learned in the Mishnah the Lashon Nakla that he took it for himself. We never used the word Lashon Nakla. We said Tiltila. Tiltila means that he just like moved it. So how can you come and tell me that the Svariya behind the Mishnah is because of Gzeila or Tzumet Yad? That would imply that the guy actually physically Natal, he took it somewhere. But he didn't, he just rolled it around. El Amrav, Sheshet, Hachimashrav, this is a different story altogether. What's this Mishnah speaking about?
But if he moved it because he needed the space, then he would be Tzumet Yad.
So look, he's going to say a similar thing to you. He's going to say that he moved it. 1 second. My father made a good point. Just 1 second. Right? He's like El Amarav Sheshet Hachemaskidan Kegon Shitiltila Laviyaleh Gozalot. He wanted to stand on it. He saw like there was a nest up in the roof, and he wanted to stand on it to bring down those birds, the baby chicks from the nest. That's what he used it for. Right? Lavi Gozalot. I think it's a Rashi. I've been skipping out Rashi's here because we're running late. Look at Rashi there. El Tiltila. It's towards like the last quarter of the Gemara. Ela kagon shetilt lavi aleha gozalot, la'alot aleha. See, to get up on it, to stand on it. Kederech sulam, like you're using it as a ladder. Litol gozalot miken gavot, to take birds from a high nest. Va'afi luachi havia gzeila. And even now, and even though he's only using it for that, it's considered gzeila. Why? Lemekam birshute, because now he's brought it into his reshut, and ad abir hashava. And until he returns it back there, it was gezeila. Right? That's what was going on over here. The kesabarak shoel, shelomi dat balim, a shoel. Right? A shoel who's a borrower, who's borrowing something without the dat of the balim, is a gazlan. Right? It's a gazlan. Okay, Rashi is telling us that you're sure you're a gazlan, you're a gazlan, and therefore you would be chayiv. Right? But you only be chayiv. Only be chayv in the Reisha, right? Why are you using it? Once you put it back, we now say, like Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need that to hachzir, to return. So that's why you patur once you put it back. Okay, that's what Rav Sheshet is saying. So you become a gazlan only while you're using it. Once you put it back, you only need that of the, okay. Right, look, Kesabar.
I was saying different. I said, if you need the space, so you're not going to use it.
So you're not going to use it, you want to move it out of the space because you want space. If lo yichdu, then you probably wouldn't be chayv. That's why you're on chayv when you put it back. But your question is, why do you move the space? No, because there's no space. Lo yichdu, there isn't such thing as putting it back. Mm-hmm. And wherever you put it, is it space? Right? Like wherever I put my hat, that's my home. How's that song go? Wherever I lay my hat, that's his home. That's basically where you put it. Look, Kesavar shosh lo midar kazanav. Bechol Rabbi Shmali. And that's why contra Rav Sheshet. Is it Rav Sheshet? Who was it? Matkif Lei? Marapapa. Who was it? Matkif? Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet, right. And therefore he says, Kura Bishman. So Rav Sheshet seems to explain this Mishnah the whole way That is, so now that's the whole, that's the ratio. The Chudra Bishmai, the Gemara of the Sefer. Now we're talking, let's go to the Sefer for a second. We'll be speaking about Yichdu, right? Shehinicha b'makom. Can you hear me there clearly?
Yeah, loud and
clear. Oh, okay. The Sefer, Shehinicha b'makom, Shehinah Makoma. That's the Sefer. Rabbi Yochanan, right? It sounds Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that we have to explain the ratio of the Sefer as different Tanaim, right? Hinicha b'makoma mashma. Right? So now Rabbi Yochanan, it's like a Siddicha b'mkoma mashma. Look at Rabbi Yochanan at the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan, the second wide lines of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Seifa, Rabbi Akiva he, because why? Ki hinicha b'makom shenatle mashma. We understand that he put it back in the place that he took it from. He returned to that place. V'afal pichein. And even though he returned it to the same place that he took it from, tzarich da'at ba'alim. Rabbi Akiva, he passes like Rabbi Akiva. And we have to tell the Bible, it's not good enough that he brought it back. So that's why in the Sefer, he's still chayev if he had taken it originally for his own purposes. Even though he brought it back, he's chayev because he needed that Bible and he never told the Bible. Okay? The Kevan Shelo Yidu Bahabalim Sheikh Zirulim Koma, Efichach Letzorcho Chayev. Okay, so that's how the Gemara explains Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara gives Itmar, Rav and Levi. There's a machloket Amoraim between Rav and Levi. Okay, chada ma shlichut yad shecha chisron. We had a different discussion there. We're going back to, we spoke about gzail or chisar or tzomet or shlichut yad, right? That this shlichut yad, once you have intentions to use it, do you need shecha chisron? Vachada ma shlichut and shecha chisron. In other words, do you have to actually have already caused the damage to be chayev? Or is it good enough just that you had intention to start it, you moved it, and nothing actually happened? You might have taken it and put it back and it was in perfectly good condition. Are you chayev or no? Irrespective, once you took it, if you put it back and it got damaged afterwards, you're still chayev, right? So now we want to understand who's the machloket lak. Who says who? What?
What do you chayev for in that case?
If you be chayev and honest. If it got broken afterwards, if it died afterwards,
and nothing happens to it.
And you put it back and then something does happen to it, would you be chayev or not? Right? I think it's what he's saying over here. Shlichut, we just said, look here, shlichut yad. Shlichut yad, look at the first, the wide lines of Rashi here. Shlichut yad, shechivu ha-katuv alav, v'afilu ne'ensa, even if it was honest, k'dichtiv, onishba, right? It says it got broken, or it got taken, or it got stolen. Shirat v'chulei, shvuat Hashem t'yeh, im lo shalach. You're going to make a shvua that you never had intention to actually touch it. Demash maha, im shelo nitchayev, shub mitata b'shviyata. So that it's yuchayev honest, you took it, and you put it back in its place, let's say, shlichut yad, and nothing happened while it happened to you, but the very fact that you had intention how to take it makes you like a gazlan and you chayv in ones. That's the machloket. So the question is, does the chishon have to happen in your hands or even not in your hands? Once you have shlichut yad, you now become chayv. That's the Gemara's question, I think. Let's see if it comes clearer now as we go ahead. Look at that second Rashi there on the second wide lines of Tzricha Chisaron. The chos man shelo chasra, if nothing happened, then you'd be patur. The one who said that you need chisaron for it to be chayev, and the one who say you don't need chisaron would say it doesn't matter. Once you had shlichut yad, you put it back. Even if you put it back and you no longer got it, you walked away, you're still chayev for the honest. That's nothing to machloket yais. So Rabbi Met Rabbi Levi, v'chal mashlichut yad shechichishon, v'chal mashlichut yad shechichishon. Tzinat istayim, Rav Huda, mashlichut yad. Let's try and prove that Rav is the one who says that shlichut yad ainot shechichisaron. That Rav is more machmir. If we say ainot shechichisaron, then you're being more machmir, right? Because you say that even if nothing happened while it was with you, you still chayiv if it happened afterwards. Okay? Let's see that Rav is the one who's saying more machmir. The Tanya, we've got a brighter. Ro'esh, yaro'eh, draw, a shepherd who was shepherding his flock. He left it alone. And he went into town, left him in the village, and he went to town. And a wolf came and mauled it. A zeev came and ate it, and whatever, and a lion came and mauled it. The Gemara is talking about two different types of attacks. It's telling us, derech agav, that a wolf, taraf, it torefs it, like it claws it, grabs it away, and hides it and eats it in a hiding place, where the lion, Ba'ariva daras, tramples on and eats it right there in the spot, because lions aren't scared about animals, wolves are scared about animals. In that case, the shepherd is patur. Rabbi, why did I say, why is he patur here? Isn't the case of pshia? Isn't the shepherd just abandoning his flock and going into town? It should be pshia. If he's pshia, he's chayiv even in ones, right? So Gemara says, no. On the other hand, though, he niach maklo v'tarmilo aleha. If he left his cane and his bag on this goat or this sheep, right, then he's chayev. Because it's almost as if he was using it for himself, right? That's the case of shlichut yad. He's now using the goat to rest his stuff on it, right? And the Gemara says, wait a second, Bahavin, look at Rashi quickly, which says patur. Why is it patur? The third lines of Rashi, third white lines, patur, right? To onsin ninu, because this is honest. V'imishum dehiniach edro p'shiyah, but maybe you want to say it's p'shiyah, and you should be chai for p'shiyah, right? So the Gemara says, the Rashi says here, there are two reasons why it's not p'shiyah. Mokminan lei da'al ba'idne da'ay le'insha. This is the common time of day when people go home. So it's understandable, shepherds are meant to leave their flock going, this is the time that they leave, so it works over. So they're on a case of Pshia, and obviously have a place where they leave their sheep. We'll see it in Daf Tzadik Gimel Mem Nun Samach Ayin Pei Tzadik. About 50 days time we'll see this, right? And on Inami, a second reason, the Shama called Ariyeh Va'al, he ran away. He got scared. This is not a case of Pshia, because he heard a lion coming and ran away. This is the honest, a proper case of honest, or just one patra. Right? So these are two reasons why we patra.
Roaming around.
In Bavel. Yeah, in Bavel.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe they were mountain lions. Like, what do they call mountain lions? The little ones.
Cougar.
Not a cougar. Is it a cougar?
Lynx.
A link. No, there's a name for it. Those little mountains. You see them in the Grand Canyon. Is it a cougar? Okay. All right. What do you call them there? Those ones that run around the Grand Canyon?
You were crying when you were
thinking. Those little mountains. Mountain lions.
Mountain.
What?
Mountain lions.
But they've got a name, haven't they? They're called something. Okay, yeah. All right. So the chi. Okay, let's go. Okay, so that's. But we said on the other hand, if you do this pasuk, we ask a question on this brighter. Mishum de niach machlov etamilo aleh chayev. When he comes chayev, because he left his bag on the back of the goat. He now suddenly becomes chayev for this goat. The Gemara says, "Hasha klinu, let him take it. Big deal. So he can take the thing." This took place while he was still there. He left it there. He basically did shlichut yad on this goat. Now, just by the way, if we can prove that this was the case, there was no chisaron, right? So we're proving that Rav is telling us that he's chayev even in a case where there wasn't any chisaron. Because what's the big deal of leaving your jacket and your bag or whatever on the goat? You aren't doing anything to diminish the goat, so you aren't, and you're still chayev. V'chiyod en alei ha'mahav esawar, big deal, halo mashcha. He can just take it away, he can't take it off. So now the Gemara says, it seems like we're giving another question here. This v'amar seems like it is a kashya, but I think Rashi actually says, look at Rashi there, v'halo chas, sorry, v'amar av Shmuel, bar Rav Yitzchak amarav, shehekisha b'makel, Veratsta lefana, where he hit it with a cane with his thing and it ran away. Right? Shehi kisha. Rashi says that kishenatnu alea veratsta. Zohi meshicha. Because what's our question? When we said halo mashcha, sorry, I explained halo mashcha wrong. I apologize. Let's go back a second. The chion alea mahave. Still only big deal. So the Gemara says halo mashcha. He didn't do meshicha. Meshicha would make it a kinyan. If he had a kinyan, then we'd know that he was intending to steal it for himself through a kinyan of meshicha, of pulling it, right? And that's why Rashi says there, halo v'halo v'halo mashcha b'shlichut yad k'dadi knota. If you were to say that he took it u'metalt ena nikdil meshicha, you have to do meshicha. He didn't do meshicha, so why is he chayev? So that's what the Gemara says. He hit him with a cane and it ran in front of him. That's the meshicha. Okay, remember we've seen this before that you can that's the meshicha. We hit the animal with a thing and it runs in front of you. That's a type of kinyan, right? So Gemara says, but okay, so all very good, beautiful. So we've explained now that even the kinyan, but there was no chasra, right? Elav shma minah kesavar shlichut yad ena tzricha chisaron. Isn't that a case now where we can prove that Rav is telling us that shlichut yad is a case we don't need tzricha chas, we don't need tzricha chisaron? And therefore, we see that he did a kinyan, it's Rabbi Kinyan. And therefore, we can prove over here that we said Tistayim derav. We wanted to say Tistayim derav. We've proven it, right? The Gemara says, no, we haven't proven anything. Why? Ema she'akchisha b'makel. When he hit them with a stone, with the cane, look at the third lines at bottom from the bottom of Rashi. She'akchisha b'ha'akato da'ani chisar. He hit it so hard, he marked it on its beat. I caused a cut inside it. So hard, that was the chisaron. And that's why Rav said you chayv. So we can't actually prove that Rav says you don't need chisaron. Maybe here he had chisaron, and that's why he was chayv. Okay? Clear? Why, Matiana, why? I don't know why. Because he was angry with the goat because it ran away and he had his makel entire meal on it and it fell on the floor. I don't know why. Right, Dekenami. Right, the Mishnah says like this. The Gemara says Dekenami. We can prove from inside. What? Okay. It's like this. Dekenami, the Gemara says we can prove as well. Diktani. Sheikhisha b'makel shmamina. That he hit her with a makel shmamina, and we see from there that the kisha. Why did the Mishnah tell us? The Gemara says he kisha. Tells the kisha is a proper hard hit, and therefore we come. Now the Gemara says, "Mudravis uber Rav sabash tichud yad shicha chisaron." So now we're trying to prove it, Rav and Levi. So once we prove that Rav is the one who says that you need shicha chisaron, Levi savar shlichut yad ainu shicha. Then obviously Levi must be the contra. The Nevi must be the one who says, you don't need Chisar, we're trying to prove who's who over here. So the Gemara says, my time of day, what Levi's, why would Levi say that you be chayev even without Chisaron? Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Mishum Yossi ben Nohorai. Right? It's interesting, we've never seen this. I don't remember seeing Rabbi Yochanan ben, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Nohorai. Now the Lashon's a little bit strange over here. Why did it say Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Nohorai? I read quite a lot here. That Mishum is a machloket understanding why. Interesting to know, how do the Shtanzals, how does he explain Mishum? Does he say anything why he uses the Lashon Mishum, Michael?
Name.
Huh? Just the name. Okay, but the question, why is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi ben Horai? Why say Mishum? So the one reason is that maybe Rabbi Yochanan Horai wasn't his Rav Muvhak, therefore he's saying it in the name of a guy he doesn't normally quote, or he never really heard it from Rabbi Nohorai, he just heard that Rabbi Nohorai said this. And that's why I say, that's what I read that in the notes of the Otschka, right? But Rabbi Nohorai, we'll see Rashi with us in a second who Rabbi Nohorai is. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Nohorai, Meshune Mishlichut Yad Hamura B'Shomer Sachar, Mishlichut Yad Hamura B'Shomer Chinam. So this is the difference between the two types of Shlichut Yad. The Shlichut Yad of B'Shomer Sachar and the Shlichut Yad of B'Shomer Chinam, and they aren't the same. We thought up until now that Shlichut Yad is Shlichut Yad. Comes along Rabbi Nohorai and says, no. If it's a Shomer Sachar, it's one set of circumstances. If it's a Shomer Chinam, it's a different set of circumstances. And that's why Levi tells us that you chayev even when there isn't a Chisron kiss, a Chisron. Because he's telling us that it depends where you chayev. He's speaking of one type of Shomer. And we'll see in a second. And Rabbi Yochanan says, however, Va'ani omer ena meshune. So I don't agree with Rabbi Nohorai. Look at Rashi there for a second, the first lines of the new Amud. Va'ani omer. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Palig ad Rabbi Yossi ben Nohorai, Rabbi. You see that? Rashi says, Rabbi. Who's Rabbi? Rabbo. He's Rav. So Rashi tells us that Rabbi Yochanan's Rav was Rabbi Nohorai. And that's why it was important to understand who what the Mishum is for. Is Mishum telling us he's not really his Rav Muvak? But is his Rav or is his Rav? And look at Rashi. Amar afu letzorech v'amar afhi. Letzorech Nemra, Levi Shlech Rabbi Yossi ben Horai, the Midrash Minad Ein Shicha Chisaron, and Levi holds like Rabbi Yossi, like Rathas ben Horai. Okay, that's enough for the Rashi, long Rashi. Okay, so and but I knew and Meshune and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. My Meshune. So now the question is, and what's Meshune? Right, if we're going to say Meshune, what's the difference between these two types of Meshunes? Right, of Shomer Sachar, right? The question over here is, why would that be different from Shlichut Yad, which we say in the Shomer Chinam? Right? So he says as follows. It seems that the Pasuk, now it's a pity, we should actually read the Psukim properly to see. When we've got the Psukim there in Mishpatim, speak about the first few Psukim, I think from like Vav to Zion, there's Vav and Zion, of Zion and Chet, or of Shomer Chinam, and then we've got the next few Psukim of Shomer Sachar, then we've got all those Psukim there. So the Shlichut Yad is mentioned twice, both in the Pasuk of Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, and mentioned a second time in the case of Shomer Sachar. So the question is, why is the Torah wasting those words? What's telling us the same thing twice, Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam? That's what the Gemara says over here. It says, like, it's Lo Tomar Shlichut Yad for Shomer Sachar. It never had to teach us the Pasuk of Shlichut Yad and Shomer Sachar. We learned it at Shomer Chinam. Vetiti and bring it. Whenever the Gemara says Vetiti, we could learn it means Kavachomer. This is the Kavachomer. What's happening in the Shomer Chinam? Shepatur begnei v'aveda. A Shomer Chinam is the least chayev, right? It's patur of gnei v'aveda. However, shalach bayad chayev. The pasuk is written in Shomer Chinam and tells us that he's chayev for honest. We had honest avia now, right? Remember, shlichut yad means that once you intend to steal it, you become chayev even in honest. That's the chidush. Remember that. The chilu she'ish become chayiv in ones. Shom esachar she'chayiv begneiva v'aber. It's got a higher level of chiyuv. Right? Lo kol she'kain. You know, if you shom esachar, if you shom echinan, that you patur from everything, you'd be chayiv ones once you had shlichut yad, then obviously a shom esachar, who's chayiv gneiva v'aveda, should definitely be chayiv ones for shlichut yad. So why do we need the pasuk in shom esachar? Right? So that's Rabbi Yochanan. So no, this is Rabbi Nohorai. So therefore, so once we do have it, so the Maya Hilchata Katvinu Rachmana. So why did the Torah write it in Shomer Sachar? If we could have learned it with the Gzara Shava, there must be a reason why it wrote it. So he says, Lomar Lecha, Shlichut Yad, Einet Shricha Chisaron. So tells us we need Chisaron. Right? That's the Chidush, that in Shlichut Yad of Shomer Sachar, you do need chisaron. That's why Levi says like he says. Va'ani, says Rabbi Yochanan. Omer, ein meshunek Rabbi Lazar. Asa lak Rabbi Lazar. It's not meshune. Why? Da'amar chad, da'amar da, v'da achati. There's no chidush whatsoever, and it's the same in Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam. Right, so the Gemara says as follows, my da, v'da achati. That aleph there of that God Abach puts in the he. Right? My da, v'da. What do we mean when they say that they're the same? What's it mean that there's no difference in the Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam are the same? It's like this. He says, Mishum de ikin emifrach. Because that Kavachomer, you think such a great Kavachomer, I can mafrik that Kavachomer. I can knock it out. And if I can mafrik that Kavachomer, then you can't tell me that the Shlichut Yad in Shomer Sachar is a chidush. Because if I can mafrik that Kavachomer, then I need the Shomer, I need the Shlichut Yad to teach you what you would have learned with the Kavachomer, because it's not really a Kavachomer. Why the Kavachomer? Ma'ale Shomer Chinam, this says mafrik the Kavachomer. Ma'ale Shomer Chinam, what would I have thought? I would have said as follows. Shomer chinam shekein meshalem tashlume kefel betoen tanat ganef. A shomer chinam, if it gets stolen, and he now wants to say that it's not him that stole it, and he makes a shvua, and afterwards it turns out that it is him that stole it, he pays kefel. Right? Uman delop, right? And on the other hand, a shomer sachar, if he says it was stolen, he's chayav anyhow for gneiva. So he only pays the keren. So we see that a shomer chinam is actually worse than a shomer sachar. So I would tell you, why is it written twice in Shlomo, in Shlichut Yad, the pasuk, is written also in shomer chinam? Because I would have learned that there's no kavachomer. The reason why shomer sachar is chayav, shomer chinam is chayav, because he pays kefel. Because he's a thief. A shomer sachar doesn't pay kefir, he pays keren. Therefore, I wouldn't have thought that he'd be chayiv ones in the case of shlichut yad. Therefore, I had to have the pasuk telling me shlichut yad in the shomer sachar. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan said. Clear?
No,
wait.
Shomer sachar lo chayiv.
Let's look at it one more time. Shomer sachar is if it gets stolen and he lied and he made a shvur it was stolen and then it was found that actually he had it, he would pay kefil, correct? Because it's a ganef now.
What?
Shomer Chinam. Right, you know what I meant. Right? But he knows that I meant Shomer Chinam. Right? So, and a Shomer Sachar, if he gets stolen from him, so a Shomer Sachar is Chayav Gneiva anyhow. She's going to pay Kefil. So he's going to pay only Karen. So we see that a Shomer Sachar is better off than a Shomer Chinam. And therefore, we could learn a Kavachomer.
Yeah.
That's it, no! Rabbi Yochanan is telling us it's not a kal v'chomer. That's why he's coming lifroch in a kal v'chomer. So you did understand. Okay. Right.
Okay.
So now, mishum d'ikir mifrach. So mashum d'ikir mifrach. Uman, so now the Gemara says, okay, so now, that's all very good, according to the person who says that you can mafrich this kal v'chomer. Uman d'lo parich, and therefore the one who's lo parich, right, which is like Rabbi Yossi ben Horai, who thinks is a good Kal v'chomer. He had his reasons why, obviously. What would he say? Sabar karne b'lo shvua. Right, that no, it's actually no. That keren is b'lo shvua, adifa mikfeila b'shvua. He would say that the case of the shomer sachar, who's getting paid, right, the karen, look at Rashi there. Let's find the Rashi there. We haven't looked at Rashi for a long time. The first of the wide lines of Rashi, right? He says like this: Chamur Shomer Sachar. He says, no, you're trying to tell me that the Shomer Chinam is more Chamur because he pays Kefel after Shvua. He says, no, Chamur Shomer Sachar. Now skip over for a second the next few words until the next line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we get to Mishomer Chinam. He says, Chamur Shomer Sachar, Mishomer Chinam Shemeshalem Kefel. Right? He says, the Chamur is more. That a Shomer Sachar is more Chamur. Now let's go back and see why he says it. Look in the Rashi. Shechayev Bekeren. Ad shelo nishba lesheker b'makom sheshomer chinam patur. He says no, because in a case of a shomer chinam until he makes the shvua is patur bichlal. The shomer sachar automatically pays keren, so therefore it's more chamur. The shomer chinam is patur until he makes the shvua. The shomer sachar is chayv automatically. That's his reason for why he would be chayv. Okay, quickly let's run through. Okay, we're going to finish all the stuff now. So the Gemara says, okay, Rava Amar, so Rava says as follows. Rava Amar, right, look at the Rashi, Rava Amar, Afilu Rabbi Elazar, right, who says that it is that it's not Meshune. Rabbi Elazar was the one who said, sorry, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, you're right, there's nothing Meshune, that they're exactly the same. The Shomer Sachar and the Shomer Chinam with the Yeshlichat Yad. Even Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara, Rabbi Amar, Afilu Rabbi Elazar, Nami Atya, the Lord Tamer, right? Look at Rashi there. It says, Rami Atya, the Lord Tamer. You can bring me also wooden saga back in the Gemara. Lord Tomar Shlichud Yad. Lo B'Shomer Chinam, Lo B'Shomer Sachar. V'Taiti Misho. He says, also, Rabbi Lazar says that they are the same, right? That there's no difference. Even he would agree that you never had to have the Pasuk mention it both twice. And we could learn to cover Chomer to both of them, to Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam from Shoel. Shoel Balim Kavid. What about Shoel that he did it the Bedat Balim? Look at Rashi Shalach Bayad Lasot Melachto Chay Bonsin. Even though he was allowed to use it. The owners gave him permission, Ishloach Boyad, and he's still Chayev, right? In a case of Ones, right? Shoel the Dad Balim Kavid, and he's Chayev in Ones, Shalach Bayad Chayev. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, lo koshekain. A Shoel, the Balim said you can use it. A Shomer Sachar and a Shomer Chinam, the Balim never said you could use it. So definitely here you'd be chayiv ones in the case of Shichud Yad. Right, that's very clever that, eh? So he says there you'd be chayiv. So therefore, Lama Nemar, so that's the case, why did the Torah tell us this? We never could have learned easily from Shoel, a Kal V'Chomer on both Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam. So he says, Chada, lomar lecha, Shlichut Yad Ein Tzricha Chisaron. The first reason in Shomer was to tell us that we don't need Tzricha Chisaron. Right? So that's really explained. That's why we had it for the first time. But why, that's good with Shomer Sachar. But why for Shomer Chinam? The Idach, and the second time that's written in Shomer Chinam, in Shomer Sachar, I mean, is Shelo Tomar Din Lavo Min Adin Liot Kenidon. Remember that? Lavo Min Adin Liot Kenidon. We said this concept, Lavo Min Adin Liot Kenidon, is a Din in Kal V'Chomer. When we learn a Kal V'Chomer, we said a Kal V'Chomer is limited. You can't have a wide, forever, all-encompassing Kal V'Chomer. A Kal V'Chomer is only limited to what, when you learn the Chomer from the Kal. They're just like the Dib would apply in the Kal side, so too in the Chomer side. Okay, so look, he said like this. Ma Shoel Bebalim Patur. When you borrow, you Bebalim Patur, right? So when he says, Ma Shoel Bebalim Patur, look at Rashi over there. Marshoel. Look at that Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but we're going to read. Marshoel, it's in line with the Tosfot, Rava Amar Lo Taima. You got it? Marshoel, Im Ba'alav Imo Ketiv. If the owners are with him, Lo Yesharem Onsin. Right? Then we've got the Shoel is only Chayev. Honest, if the owner wasn't with him. If the owner was with him, then he's patur. Right? It says, Im balavimo ketiv, lo yishalem onsin, af shomrin, sheshal chuyad, im balavimo yipater. So that's the lavo min adin, yavo kinidon, that the Kal V'Chomer from Shoel to Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam is limited as well, that a Shoel is patur if the owners are with him. Therefore, we would have the second, Shlichut Yad is telling us that it's limited as well in the Kal V'Chomer of Shoel. Right, therefore the Torah says, Katav Kraya Taira. This extra Shlichut Yad is written in Shomer Chinam. In Shomer Sachar, sorry. Lechaivo, Afilu Bebalim. To tell us that we mustn't learn the limitation which we would normally learn in a case of Kal Vachomer. Normally we have a case of Lavo Min Adin, Yoke Adin. The Gemara goes back to the Gemara and says, Ve'idach, She'lo Tomar, we must have this limitation. In other words, a shoel is patur on sin if the others are with him. If they go down in shlichut yad, they chai if the others are with him. Okay, very good there, right? So that's why we got the two of them, right? So we still need that shlichut chisaron, remember, hey? Still shlichut chisaron, both of them. But it's written twice, not to teach the din twice. The din is twice, we could only cover chomer. But we have a twice to tell us one there and the second one shlichut v'ne. Okay, the Gemara is like this. Now we have explaining Rav, who says Lord Shricha. Now according to Rav said Shricha, because we wanted to say that the Hikish when you hit it was Shricha. But now according to Levi, who says that you Shlichut Yad which is Rav, right, which we proved was Rav, because Rav was the one who said that he hit him with a stick and the stick made the mark, right? And that's why he was Chayev. So we set up and that was all good according to what I said. Lord Shricha, now Shricha Chisron Kis, Hane Tarte, Shlichut Yad Lameli. Why do we need these two? So we just seen over here now that this is all very well. But what it says, Shricha Chisron Kis, we could have learned from Kal Vachomer already. What do we need the second time that it's written for? Chadesh Lot Tomar Deolav B'Nadin. The first one, like we explained, that you mustn't say this limitation. Ve'idach Lechidid Tanya. What do we learn? When he craved Bala Bayit Ela Elohim, right? When the guy came to the judges, Lishvua ata omer. You telling me that why did he come to the judges to make a shvua? Lishvua el ledin. Maybe he cannot make shvua to be judged. Nemra shlichut yad lamata. The nemra shlichut yad lamala. We said shlichut yad both in shomer chinam and in shomer sachar. Malah lishvua. What is the first case when it came for shlichut yad with shomer chinam? It's for shvua. Afkan lishvua. Show to for shlichut yad with shomer sachar for shvua. And that's what we need the two chalchomers for. And we finish the daf.
Oh,
okay.